Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More on Everton's search for a new manager now. They haven't been quick to appoint new bosses after previous sackings, but do they need to move a bit more swiftly this time? Because, of course, the transfer window shuts in, what is it, 7 days' time? 6 days' time. Let's get the fans' perspective now. Mark Mosey is from the Blue Rune podcast. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
Let's just start with the video that's been released overnight and whether the club is up for sale or not. Mm-hmm. This is just adding to the confusion, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like most things Everton-related, it's a matter of who you believe. We get reports last night that the club is now officially up for sale. Obviously, a few months back, we had informal negotiations, apparently, of new investors and potential new owners speaking to Farhad Moshiri. I think collectively as an Everton fan base, there's a resignment now that Farhad Moshiri is unfortunately the origin of a lot of Everton's problems. The prospect of him moving on, even though he spent £500 million into this football club, is quite an appealing one to Everton fans at the moment. But as you rightly say, the cloud of ambiguity hangs over Goodison as it always has, and no one really knows the correct and true situation.
I mean, in some respects, there is a little bit of time, but it is only a little bit. Bear in mind, there's no game this weekend. But whoever's coming in as manager is going to want a few days to work with the players, aren't they?
Yeah, obviously, we've seen such a variety of managerial styles and different personnel linked with the club in what is only the last 48 hours. And I'm sure that circus will continue for at least the next 48. But as you rightly say, there's a number of different personnel. And some of the managers, for example, Marcelo Bielsa, are going to want total overhauls of this squad, and rightly so, to suit their particular styles. But time is of the essence, and not only that Everton don't necessarily have the financial power to go about instigating wholesale change unless they are to lose some players. And obviously reports overnight are that people such as Anthony Gordon are potentially going to be sacrificed in order to rebuild this squad.
What do you think on that Anthony Gordon story? Because he was, pardon the pun, he was the blue-eyed boy not so long ago, and then his form has dipped. He was, of course, the Chelsea were after him, and he never went. Now it's Newcastle. If the money's right, would you take the offer?
Yeah, I think most people will be swayed by the feeling of lost opportunity of not selling Anthony Gordon in the summer. I know this is all with the benefit of hindsight, but with the figures that were being rumoured at the time in the sort of £40 to £50 million mark, we clearly haven't seen that calibre of player for the last few months. I think the opportunity to potentiate some form of value from Gordon had probably been lost at that point, and I think most of us were resigned to not having that opportunity again. But teams like Newcastle want to build. They want to build with good, young English players. And unfortunately, Everton are not in a position where they can hang around to see if players reach their potential. That is just a sad reality of the state of the football team at the moment. And I think if the money is correct, and by the reports it is, I think you'll find Anthony Gordon leaving in this transfer window.
And to add to the chaos, and this all adds to the chaotic feel, doesn't it? You've got the Dan Juma transfer, which looked like it was a done deal and has now gone pear-shaped, and it looks like he's going to Spurs.
Yeah, I think that entire situation will shock everyone bar everyone associated with Everton. I think it reeks of a lack of leadership and a lack of cohesion at all levels. Clearly, the outgoing manager will have contributed to that. But the recruitment element of Everton, and in particular Kevin Falwell's role, will be right under the spotlight for the next week of the transfer window. But the Dan Juma situation just stunk of a football team. And, you know, you try and get inside the mind of a player like that and think, well, why would he want to join Everton? And albeit it got to a far more advanced stage than he really should have let it get to, you do look at the entire situation of the club at the moment and the volatility that exists there at this time and think, well, this is going to be Everton's challenge now. You know, we may well get some money for Anthony Gordon and may well have some spending power, but we have an enormous job convincing footballers to come to Everton at the moment because, as you rightly say, it is just the circus club of the Premier League.
And if you had a preference on the manager there, we've talked about Bielsa. Of all the other people being mentioned, and there's a lot, is there anyone you think would be a fit for Everton? Not necessarily. I mean, we've heard Thomas Frank mentioned, but realistically, is he going to come to Everton? You know, who's the realistic target that they should be going for?
I think there's an enormous balancing act in terms of meeting the short-term goal of simply surviving in the league or having some form of forward-thinking vision about how we want to play for the years to come and building some form of new renaissance at Everton. I personally don't think that we have the affordability to think any time beyond May. It is simply about using the players that we have to get points on the board. He's not the most glamorous choice, but from a pragmatic and a practical point of view, you probably look at someone like Sean Dyche, who obviously left our relegation fellows Burnley last year. If you look at the current squad and the way that they play, and obviously the time left in the transfer window, he is probably the person who will be able to come in and get the most out of the current crop of players. Marcelo Bielsa is a wonderful and grand idea, and it would no doubt be exciting. But the next 7 days would have to be an enormous turnaround in order to suit the demands and suit the needs of the type of player that he would need to effect his change. So I think Dyche is probably looking like the most realistic prospect at the moment.
All right, Mark, thank you for joining me this morning. Have a good day. That is Mark Mosey there, who is from the Blue Room podcast, 8:32.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.